Listen and Live Audio presents Over the End Line by Alfred C. Martino. Read by Todd Lisea. For Daisy and Sarah. Chapter. Sunday, November 2nd. It's morning. I'm awake. I wish I wasn't. After a night drowning in alcohol, I'm worse than hungover. I'm still wasted. So I lie in my bed, staring at the ceiling, my head quivering when my eyes are open. But when they're shut, it's as if my bedroom is spinning clockwise and counterclockwise simultaneously, like one of those amusement rides down the shore. My tongue is rough and bone dry, and so swollen it doesn't fit in my mouth. I try to swallow, then try again. But I can't gather any spit, so there's nothing to squeeze down my throat. My arms brace. It's like I can't breathe. I can't breathe. Blackness closes in. I'm gonna pass out. And the next moment, air suddenly fills my lungs. I gasp greedily for more until, eventually, my arms go slack. Then the rest of my body, too. I smell something nasty. I touch my fingers to my face. It's puke. And then look down. I'm still wearing my shirt from last night. It's stained. My pillow, too. The horrid taste in my mouth vaguely reminds me of the grilled cheese I ate for dinner, and the beer, and Bacardi that followed. But I'm not sure exactly what remembering means, because memories of last night seem like really bad dreams.